While the children are forward, we hear the words of our gospel reading this morning. Let us rise to hear the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the first chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took his wife. But he knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Yes, you can also, yeah, please be seated. Yes, have a seat. Good morning. Good morning. So, yeah, oh yes, come on up, yes. Come on up. So, you notice anything different in the church today? The flowers, okay, those are, and the, yeah, those banners up there, aren't those beautiful? Yeah. All the four candles are lit now. Whose birthday are we celebrating? Everybody together? Yeah. Who is Jesus? Let me ask you this. Zach, can I quick here just a second, Zach? Let's ask Zach. Who are you? You're Zach Schroeder, okay? Is that enough? Now, do I know who he is now? And maybe in some parts of the world, maybe like if we lived in a big city or something like that, there's no way I could ever possibly know who your family is. But in these parts, we don't usually just ask somebody's name, do we? If I want to know who you are, what am I also going to ask? Where do you live? Okay, would be a good question. And what? Your phone number, perhaps. Okay, but I might also ask where you live. He said that. But I really want to know who he is. I'm more than just his name. I might ask him, well, who are your parents? Matt and Shauna Schroeder. Okay. Oh, now I'm starting to get an idea who you are. But you know what? I might even know. So let's see. Your dad's parents. Who are they? Do you know? Okay. So your grandma and grandpa, both in museum? Ray and Harriet, okay. And to see on your mom's side, who are your parents and your grandparents over there? I'll just put you on the spot here, Zach. Roger and Karen, okay. Now I'm starting to figure out who he is. You see, I want more than just a name, right? I want to know where he comes from, what family he belongs to. Who is Jesus? Go ahead. Who's Betsy? Thank you for coming up, Zach. Who is Jesus? Well, we want to know where he comes from, right? He's the Messiah. He's our God. But what about where he came from? I want to read you something, yeah? He comes from heaven, okay? So he is God. But listen to this that we're going to talk about this more today. It says, he was descended from David according to the flesh. Who was David? David was the great king of Israel, right? And Jesus comes from David's family. Oh, now I'm starting to figure out who he is. He comes from a family of a king. What does that make Jesus? He's what? He's a prince, exactly. The Prince of Peace, isn't he? And our king. And then it also says, like you said, he came from heaven. He says he was declared to be the Son of God. So where does Jesus come from? He comes from who? God. So he comes from a human family, and he comes from the Heavenly Father. Jesus is both man and God. Wow. What a special child we celebrate today, this week. The one who came from David's family to be our Prince of Peace, and the one who comes from God to give us the forgiveness of our sins and eternal life. That's the gift we celebrate this week. Who is Jesus? He's Emmanuel, Isaiah told us, right? He is God with us. So let's celebrate this week. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for letting us know who you are. You descended from David's family to be one of us, and you descended from the Father in heaven to be our Savior. Help us, Lord, to celebrate with joy our salvation and the story of Christmas. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, thanks for coming up. We'll see you all again tonight as we start the celebration of our Lord's birth.